Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of High Standards. Today, we're going to be having some fun and taking BuzzFeed quizzes. Yeah. Now, you may be asking, how did they progress from deep life conversations to BuzzFeed quizzes? And to that, we say,
we don't know.
Because we don't know. But we're here. As always, my name is Briley.
And my name is Denise.
And we're still your hosts. Mm-hmm. Sorry to disappoint. Yeah. Anyway, Denise, would you like to drop some knowledge on BuzzFeed quizzes?
Oh, or boy.
Personality tests in general? I don't know. Well, I set up this link.
All right. So, so you, like, go to, like, the BuzzFeed website and you click the quizzes, and generally, like, oh, my God, I got your link and I got scared. So these quizzes, like, you answer a variety of questions and you get, like, a result. Like, usually they're, like, random things. Like, pick your favorite foods and we'll tell you which Stranger Things character you are. Like, those kinds of quizzes. So that's what we're going to be doing today.
And hopefully something's goofy. Or we just go on a couple tangents, because why not?
Yeah. All right, are you starting?
Are you in?
I have entered my name.
Okay. I feel like it's there. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay. With these flops.
I hope not. I don't see you. I want to start
you
the
don't?
Party. So
you
right
don't?
Now, we're trying to set up a BuzzFeed quiz party so that we can take the same quizzes and it'll be fun, right? Because you can see each other's results and whatnot.
Yeah.
But technology doesn't like to cooperate. So maybe if we planned this out better, it would have been fun. But right now, just silence as we figure this out.
Wait.
Should I send the link again?
I don't know.
I'm gonna do it and let's see what happens. But why do we
wait?
Take
okay, okay, okay.
I see it. Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
This is like a villain. Okay, this quiz is everyone has a Disney villain alter ego. Here's yours. Now, why did I pick this one to start? No particular reason. I was just like, this might be cool. So, do you want to read every other question or like, do you want to switch? Okay.
I guess I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be any of these animals, which would you be? Your options are a cat, a tiger, a raven, a fox, a lion, a snake, a wolf, a rabbit, and an owl.
I'm gonna go with a wolf. Feel good about that.
I'll go with a tiger.
What is your greatest quality? Headstrong, smart, persuasive, resilient, ambitious, patient, honest, disciplined, or creative?
This is like a hard question.
I'm always bad at answering stuff about my, like, personality traits. I want to pick persuasive. Is that true? I don't know.
I would pick smart because my identity, like, lies with that. But ambitious is, like, it's speaking to me a little bit. But I don't know. I'll go smart. Whatever. All right. What's the best way to get back at an enemy? Expose them all over social media, destroy an object that belongs to them, show off about how great your life is and make sure they see it.
Dang.
Blackmail them. There's a lot of options. Oh my God. Emotionally manipulate someone they love, do some sort of voodoo and curse them, snitch on them to someone in authority, sabotage their food or something gross, or poison them.
I feel like the worst would be, like, emotionally manipulate someone they love. So I'm going to pick that one because I feel like that's the most effective.
Personally, like, if I were, like, thinking about this in all seriousness, I'd probably blackmail them. struggle with that.
Okay. What's a pet peeve of yours? Copycats, messy people, rudeness, invasions of personal space, attention seekers, incessant complaining, unreliable people, overly sensitive people, or being interrupted. Invasions of personal space. Heavy. Ugh.
Yeah, probably that one. Because unreliable people, you can just, like, cut them off.
Yeah.
Or just, like, provide as little opportunity for them to let you down. All right. Which of these situations would make you most jealous? Oh, boy. Again, there's a lot of options.
Why are they such reading heavy?
Seeing your best friend make best friends with someone else. Seeing your partner get close to someone you don't like. Being compared to someone who's ultra attractive. Having someone do better than you in a competition, that kind of hits. Watching someone be rewarded for something you think they don't deserve. Sorry. Getting less attention than a sibling or family member, a close friend getting in a new relationship while you're still single, making less money than a coworker. Ah! Watching someone's perfect life on social media. Oh my god. Oh, make me jealous though. Making less money than a coworker, that would just make me mad, not jealous.
I feel like none of these things really make me jealous. I don't think I'm a super jealous person.
Yeah.
Like,
some of these things would just make me, like, mad. Or, like, yeah, a little annoyed, but not jealous.
I guess maybe watching someone get a reward for something they don't deserve.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I put watching someone's perfect life on social media. That would make me jealous.
Mm. What accessory would you have if you were a villain? A
cape?
An evil bird? Some sort of sketchy drink? A sketchy bit of food? A cauldron? A staff? A crystal ball? A sword? Or a spell book?
Man.
I always want to pick a cape because I just think capes are cool. But
yeah.
I'm going to go with a spell book.
I'm between, like, a cape or a sword. But, like, a sword, I would want that if I was a hero, too.
Yeah.
But a cape that's, like...
But, like, hooded capes? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah. Why is this so hard, bro? Go with... But an evil bird kind of hits, though.
Girl.
Like, sitting on your shoulder.
Maleficent vibes.
Uh-huh. Oh man, let's go with the cape.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
Which mystical power would you most like to have? Invisibility, eternal youth, eternal life, transform into another person, superhuman strength, bring people back from the dead, telepathy, predict the future, or mind control. Ooh.
Usually I would say invisibility right off, but
yeah.
Let's think.
Hmm.
No, I'm going to go with invisibility. I don't know why I tried to pick something different.
Oh my god. I'm trying to think about this from, like, a villain standpoint. Because if I could bring people back from the dead, you could just raise a whole army.
That's true. That's very true.
I'll do that one.
And lastly, oh my gosh, pick a weirdly ominous color. Now, you can't see the colors, but there's a black, there's like a maroon, gray, purple, some variations of blue, green, brown, whatever. I'm gonna pick the dark purple for funsies.
All right.
Done with the quiz. Let's see.
I got Jafar.
I got the evil queen. Wow. Dang. I'm solid. That's solid. I'll accept it.
I said I got clean clothes. Let's go.
For real, that's what it said.
I got the drip.
You're...
There's only room for one to be the fairest in the land, and that's you. Okay.
A little different. That's basically all I'm saying.
All right, okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Wait, can you pick a quiz? Right? You
can't? Oh, you can pick it.
Oh my gosh. Let's think. What category do we want? Disney, Zodiac, food, TVs and movies, love and relationships. There's so many options. Do you want somebody to guess our zodiac sign?
Sure.
Let's do the
Like,
celebrity one. Choose
okay.
a celebrity for every zodiac sign and we'll accurately guess your age. Now, this will get
Okay.
awkward if we like don't know the celebrities that are on here, but it's okay.
Okay.
First, choose an Aries celebrity. Robert Downey Jr., Russell Crowe, Paul Rudd, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Stewart, Elle Fanning, Emma Watson, Jackie Chan. Low key, we're just gonna go with Jackie Chan. That's solid.
I'm thinking. Let's go with Emma Watson. Okay, choose a Taurus celebrity: Al Pacino, Adele, Jessica Alba, Gal Gadot, Robert Pattinson, Kate Blanchett, Dwayne Johnson, and Henry Cavill. Ooh.
I'm gonna pick. Oh my gosh, it's either Adele or Robert Pattinson.
It's either Robert Pattinson or Henry Cavill.
Adele's birthday is like the day before mine. I'm gonna pick Robert Pattinson solely because of the story that he once bored a stalker. And I feel like that's our common personality trait.
Let's pick Henry Cavill.
Okay. A
I know
Gemini.
who I'm picking. Oh my God.
Gemini celebrity: Chris Evans, Morgan Freeman, Helena Bonham Carter, Tom Holland, Peter Dinklage, Lucy Hale, Zoe Saldana, or Courtney Cox.
Evans. Oh
It's
my
the
God.
obsession. It's because I'm gonna pick Chris. Oh, but Tom Holland? No, it's Chris Evans. Chris Jamal Evans.
Choose a Cancer celebrity: Harrison Ford, Kristen Bell, Tom Hanks, Benedict Cumberbatch, Margot Robbie, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Vin Diesel, or Selena Gomez. I'm picking Selena.
I'm gonna pick Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Choose a Leo celebrity: Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Daniel Radcliffe, Amy Adams, Jennifer Lopez, Jason Momoa, Anna Kendrick, or Chris Hemsworth.
I'm picking.
Jason? No, I lied. We're not gonna pick him. Let's go, Anna
I'll go
Kendrick.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Your turn.
All right, choose a Virgo celebrity: Adam Sandler, Zendaya, Melissa McCarthy, Keanu Reeves, Lily Tomlin, Idris Elba, Lily Reinhart, and Nick Jonas.
It's the Beyonce, I think, is a Virgo, and they did not put her on the list.
Dang.
Embarrassing. These are some good options, though.
I know.
My child heart says Nick Jonas, but they're all good options.
I'm picking Zendaya.
We're gonna, pick Idris Elba to spice it up. A Libra celebrity: Bruno Mars, Cardi B. I don't know who Susan Sarandon is, but shout out to her. Hugh Jackman, Gwen Stefani, Brie Larson, Will Smith, or Zac Efron. We're gonna pick. I'm gonna pick Cardi B, because why not?
I picked Bruno Mars.
Scorpios.
She's a Scorpio celebrity. Joaquin Phoenix, Tilda Swinton, Danny DeVito, Ryan Reynolds, Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Rachel McAdams, and Emma Stone.
I feel like I feel the same way about all the people on here.
Yeah.
Like, very unbothered. I don't really care. Let's pick Danny DeVito.
I'll pick Emma Stone.
Okay. A Sagittarius celebrity: Jamie Foxx, Jake Gyllenhaal, Hailee Steinfeld, Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, Eugene Levy, Gemma Chan, Julianne Moore, Samuel L. Jackson, no regrets.
I'll pick Scarlett Johansson because I think we have the same birthday. All right. Choose a Capricorn celebrity. Ooh. Jim Carrey, Nicolas Cage, Florence Pugh. I
Pew,
don't
I
know how to
think.
say it. Pugh.
Yeah.
Betty White, Dolly Parton, Anthony Hopkins, Dove Cameron, and Timothée Chalamet.
It's a strong Dolly Parton.
It's a Timothée Chalamet for me.
Stop. An Aquarius celebrity. Chloe Grace Moretz, Elijah Wood, Tom Hiddleston, Danai Gurira? Question mark. Michael B. Jordan, Jennifer Aniston, Elizabeth Olsen, or Mahershala Ali.
I don't know.
I was trying to pick people like whose vibes I feel like are cool, but I don't know. I'm gonna pick Mahershala Ali because why not?
I'll pick Tom Hiddleston. Right. And finally, choose a Pisces celebrity. Daniel Kaluuya, Lupita Nyong'o, Michael Caine, Sophie Turner, Daniel Craig, Millie Bobby Brown, Bruce Willis, and Rihanna. Ooh.
It's,
I'm
I feel
between
like,
Lupita and Rihanna.
yeah, I feel like I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't pick Rihanna. So,
Yeah. I'll pick her too.
okay, done with the quiz. Let's see what their guesses are. Oh, it's
Ooh, they
her
guessed
age?
right.
I'm 20
Yeah.
to 23, apparently.
I'm 16 and 19. They got it right.
All right, that was solid. I'll take it, I
Solid.
guess. So, why do you think we like quizzes? Let's get philosophical about this. Why do we think people
Okay.
like personality quizzes and stuff like this? I watched a documentary on one and how people are using like MBTI quizzes to like they mess with like employment and stuff. Like that's a part of it, which I think is kind of weird. But why do you think people like this kind of stuff?
I don't know, just because it's fun. Maybe it's because of that like reward system that's like in our brains. Like we're selecting options and the reward is going to be the result. And you're like excited to see what the result is. And that's what makes it fun. Or maybe there's like some sort of introspection that comes into play, like learning about yourself, even though these quizzes kind of mean nothing. I don't know. Or maybe it's just a fun way to waste time.
That is true. Let's tell our rom-com opinions and we'll see when we'll meet our soulmates. Oh my
Yes! Oh my
gosh.
God! Oh, I haven't watched all of these, so.
It's okay. Don't, I mean, you could just pick, I could give you some of the plots, but not all of them.
Okay.
Which rom-com couple's dynamic do you hope you and your partner will emulate? So, When Harry Met Sally is about these people that know each other for a long period of time, and like it takes a span over like 20 years or something. And originally they have beef, but then they become besties. And then like fight
Okay.
again, and then they realize they're in love with each other, which is cute.
Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, have you seen that?
Probably like secondhand.
Cute. It's just that she always thought she was like the ugly one, but then this guy likes her, and then she's like, dang, I'm kind of cute. And then it's the mixing of cultures and whatnot. It's funny.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen 10 Things I Hate About You. Yes.
Never watched it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
She's like
telling you,
the
Riley.
edgy, I'm built different girl. And like he's trying to like woo her because originally he was gonna get paid because this other dude was like wanted to go out with her sister. And the dad was like, if she gets a date, then the young sister can go out. So but it's cute. It's a little different. And then Crazy Rich Asians is just vibes, bro. I like that one. It's so
I've
pretty.
never watched it. I've always wanted to.
Oh my gosh. We need to get you up on your rom-com game.
I
I have never seen
know.
Hitch though, and I've never seen The Big Sick. So those are my.
I've watched Hitch before. I kind of forgot the dynamic, but there's like a bit of banter between them. But like,
Okay. Which dynamic do I want to emulate though?
don't know.
Low-key Tula and Ian, because they were like the most. They weren't like problematic. They were never really beefing or anything. It was just their struggle. kind of like mixed cultures. And
Aw.
yeah, it was cute.
I guess we'll pick that one too. All
Okay,
right.
what is your.
What is...
Oh, you're supposed to read, right? Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. What is your least favorite rom-com cliche? We have ew, running through the airport to stop a lover's flight.
That's so unrealistic because airport
I
security,
know.
that's hilarious. Like at one point it would have made sense, but now, no.
Annoyingly wise child, a main character who's already in a relationship. Oh my God. Anyways, a montage, any type of montage, TBH. And then the third act conflict that comes out of nowhere. And then rom-coms are perfectly. And honestly, how dare you? I'll
The
pick. Wait, what are you going to pick?
it's least favorite, so I'm gonna pick the main character who's already in a relationship.
I'll pick the third act conflict that comes out of nowhere.
I just feel like when somebody's already in a relationship, they take way longer than they should to realize that they don't like the person they're currently in a relationship with. Yeah, and that's not a vibe. Which recent rom-com was so good it could stand with the classics?
Apparently the kissing booth was trash,
It's
so
yeah, it's not. It's not. Did
yeah.
I watch both movies? Yes. But would I rate it highly? I don't think so. Our options are Love, Simon, The Kissing Booth, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, Crazy Rich Asians, and Set It Up. I think I watched all of these, but I remember Set It Up the least. So it's obviously not that one. Kissing Booth, I'm gonna go with a no. I'm gonna give it to Crazy Rich Asians because people with money. It was so pretty too.
Dude, I really want to watch it. Oh. I guess we'll pick To All the Boys because I've watched that one, but I don't know if it can go with the
I like
classics,
To All
but
the Boys though. I think it was a
yeah, me
solid
too.
series.
Yeah.
Your turn.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. Would you say you believe in the concept of soulmates as they're portrayed in rom-coms? There's absolutely. Then there's, I believe we have multiple soulmates and end up with one of them. Next is, I want to, but I don't necessarily believe it. The other is, I'd say I'm half and half on it. The other is, I don't know. And the other one is, that's going to be a hard no for me, dog.
Gonna pick I don't know, but hard no for me, dog. Hit. I think it's just the phrasing.
I'd say I'd either pick I don't know or I don't want to or I want to, but I don't necessarily believe it. I'll pick I don't know.
If your life was a rom-com, which actor would you want to play your BFF? The Rock, Margot Robbie, Tiffany Haddish, Tom Hanks, Will Smith, or Awkwafina? I feel like The
Tiffany
Rock
Haddish
would
is
be,
funny.
but The Rock is my best friend in a in a rom-com. That's hilarious because it would make
That'll be
no
funny.
sense. I'm picking that one.
Yeah. Okay, pick your ideal meet cute scenario.
Me cute. Ah.
You both reach for the same book at a bookstore and touch hands. You crash into each other on a busy sidewalk, spilling papers everywhere. You catch each other's glance in a busy bar, instant chemistry. You meet at a party you both obviously don't want to be at. Your best friends first and realize you're meant to be over time. Aw, your bitter enemies who fall in love after you're forced to hang out. Meet your best friends and realize you're meant to be. I think that's
The
cute.
best friend always one always like scares me if it was
Me
applied to real
too.
life. I feel like it's kind of I'm gonna pick the bookstore one. Why not?
Yeah.
Pick a romantic song to play over a climactic love scene. Ooh.
Aww.
Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis, At Last, Etta James, Unchained Melody, The Righteous Brothers, All of Me, John Legend, From This Moment On, Shania Twain, or I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
I'm picking At Last.
I'm gonna go with Unchained Melody. Yes.
Right, and finally, how does your ideal rom-com end? With the most passionate kiss ever documented on film, with us seeing each other again after a few years and smiling, with the choreographed dance sequence, with us riding off into the sunset with an emotional embrace. Shockingly, we don't end up together, but we treasure the time we spent. That last one makes me sad.
I like the time skip one. I always like those. See each other
know.
In a few years and just like smile, and then you can think of them in your own mind.
Yeah. I just don't like when they're like kids or like anything. Like, I don't know. Like, when I'm reading books and stuff and like the character, like, it skips a few years and they like have kids and stuff, I just cringe. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that kind of, it's like a forced conclusion.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. How does my ideal rom-com end? I guess we'll go with the seeing each other after a few years. All
right. Okay, done with the quiz. Let's see. In one year!
Both got 1 year.
Destroyed. Check back in exactly 1 year.
Dude, literally, that's what I said last episode.
Bro, I'm going to screenshot this. And we're going to... I'm going to screenshot this. And we're going to come back in a year. And we're going to see. And see... This is so goofy. See, this is why quizzes don't make sense. Why are we like... I know they're not realistic. But it's like, why not just... base your entire life off of a internet quiz?
Yeah.
You know? Why can't I have complete faith in the fact that this quiz says my soulmate will come to me in exactly 1 year?
Yeah.
Maybe human flaw? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sticking with the love theme, I guess, because it's funny. Oh, let's see what crush names they come up with.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Can we guess your crush's name? I'm kind of scared.
That they get it right.
Yeah.
Deny. If it comes up, deny. What is your favorite color? Yeah. Pink, blue, green, or yellow? None of these, but I'm going to pick pink.
Blue. What's your favorite animal? Dog, cat, rabbit, or elephant? I'll pick rabbit.
I'm gonna go with a dog. What's your favorite school subject? English, math, science, or history? History.
I'll pick math. What's your idea of a perfect Friday night? Go to the club, watch Netflix, hang out with my significant other. I don't even have one. It's like, whatever, sleep. I could think of that when I was like hanging out with my friends.
I'm gonna pick watch Netflix. Simple-minded. Who is your favorite singer? Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Shawn Mendes, or other? It's a hard other on this.
I'm still hung up on the Friday question,
ma'am. Are you going to the club? Are you watching Netflix?
No,
are you hanging out with your significant other? Or are you sleeping?
Honestly, like, okay, but this is like perfect, not like realistic.
Yeah.
Let's go with hanging out. Favorite singer, other. Favorite number, 5, 11, 35, 101.
5.
Let's pick. I don't know why I'm like so indecisive. I picked 11. Okay, don't let's
5 is like actually one of my favorite numbers though. So it's okay. Let's see.
I got Alex.
I got Max. No.
Nah.
I mean, it would be fun if it was relevant, but it's not. So we'll try again next year. When we have soulmates, then we'll take the quiz again and see. Will you be single, engaged, married, divorced, or in a relationship next year? Let's see.
Imagine one of us is married in a year.
No.
That would be
I would reject weird. That so hard. I literally, no. Mm-mm. Choose your ideal McDonald's breakfast.
Ooh.
A sausage McMuffin.
I would probably pick like the sausage biscuit with egg, but I don't eat sausage,
That's
so
what I was
probably
gonna
biscuit
say.
with
Why
egg.
did you pick that? The yogurt is probably good though, low key.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my second choice.
Yeah. Still hungry? Get a side from Wendy's. You got French fries, chili cheese fries, chili, sour cream, and baked potato. Caesar side salad and chicken nuggets. I'll go with French fries.
Yeah, same. Now get yourself a burger from Carl's Jr. I've never been to Carl's Jr.
Me neither.
I didn't know that burgers were kind of their vibe. I did not know that. Which one looks the least disgusting? The options are a famous star with cheese, Western bacon burger, the Big Carl, was it 1/3 pound? Guacamole bacon burger, thick
That actually,
burger. Thick burger, the superstar with cheese, or the 1/3 original $6 thick burger. Why is it called a
Okay.
thick burger?
Ew. Wait, a lot of these have like several patties on them.
They do.
That sounds unsettling.
I'll pick the original thick burger. It looks.
Honestly, the guacamole bacon thick burger sounds good.
Why is it called a thick burger? I mean, I understand
I
it's a thick burger, but
know.
like, bruh.
Wait, look at the buns in comparison to the other buns.
Oh yeah.
They're like thicker.
They don't have sesame. They don't have sesame seed
And
on either.
they're like rounder, the buns too.
Yeah.
Right,
Okay.
Taco Bell time. Order just one of these tacos. You got a soft taco, crunchy taco, cheesy gordita crunch. You got the not. I'm trying to wrap it. Nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco, Cool Ranch Doritos Taco,
Stop.
Fiery Doritos.
This is not your future career. I want a
What
regular crunchy taco.
honestly, the nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco sounds good. Or I've never had the cheesy gordita crunch. It sounds kind of fire. Dang it! Wait, maybe I should have gone with the fiery Doritos Locos Taco.
Girl, you could go back, I think.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Don't know. Am I? No, I'm kidding. I am.
Okay. Craving a sandwich? Get a Subway footlong. Meatball marinara, oven roasted chicken, classic tuna, turkey breast, veggie delight, or spicy Italian.
Veggie delight.
Predictable. I'm gonna go with the turkey breast.
All right. Finally, fulfill your sugar craving with some dessert. You got a double chocolate chip cake from KFC, a chocolate frosty from Wendy's, a baked apple pie from McDonald's, New York style cheesecake from Jack in the Box, Cinny Minis from Burger King, and a cherry turnover from Arby's. Okay, Arby's is trash. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not a vibe. I'm gonna pick the
It's
chocolate
not.
frosty from Wendy's. However, my second choice would have been the apple pie from McDonald's.
I think I want to go with the apple pie from McDonald's.
Those hit. That's like a
They
staple in my
bust.
childhood. You know, in Australia, they had like, I'm sure they have them somewhere here too, but they had like cherry cream apple pies.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa. It was kind of hit. Anyway, done with quiz. A 5-quiz streak.
Let's
Thanks.
go.
Oh.
Single. Ew.
Embarrassing. So how are we're gonna not have our soulmate but be single next year? The description says there's no company better than your own. Sure, you may feel lonely once or twice, but overall, 2019 is the year of independence, and boy, will you have fun exploring all that comes with the single life. So,
This
does
quiz
it
is
still apply?
outdated. Maybe this quiz doesn't apply.
'Cause were we single in 2019? Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know, man. All right, let's make this next one our final quiz.
Okay.
I don't know which one to pick. There's so many options. I feel like the love category is still the most interesting one. However,
Surprises, Briley. Go with whatever you like. Or just like close your eyes and then pick one.
No, that would actually make me upset if I picked a bad one. A Disney Prince one? I kind of want to do a Disney Prince one, but I
Do
can't find it. I can't find it. All I see is one that's like your Disney soulmate. But it says everyone has a Disney soulmate. Tell us the story of your love to reveal your match.
Oh,
Okay. All right.
there is no story though.
We're creating our own. This is a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical situation, okay. Or maybe like this could be like what could have been.
What could have been?
That's sad. I'm sorry.
Question one. Where do you meet your special someone? In a hot tub
Where
after
do
laps at the pool? At the greenhouse while picking out new plants? At the arcade while playing skee ball? At baggage claim at the airport? No. If I met somebody, sorry. Stand at the farmer's market, at the bar while ordering a drink, at a bookstore while attending a book signing, or at the lake while out paddleboarding. That was a lot of options.
I'll pick baggage claim at the airport.
I'm gonna pick farmer's market at their stand at the farmer's market. Because if you can grow produce, yeah.
Yeah. All right, start out with a dinner date, Netflix and a home-cooked meal, tickets to a dinner theater, hot dogs and s'mores over a fire after a hike, the new vegan restaurant in town, burgers at a cool 50s diner, dim sum at a little local joint, local fish and chips shop, and tapas and a drink at a nice spot. A
Okay,
dinner date.
I want to pick the burgers at a cool 50s diner, but I feel like if this is a first date, I don't want to eat a burger because I would like not eat pretty. Not that you can like eat pretty, you know what I'm saying? But
Yeah.
I feel like this is not a good, but maybe
But
this
this is
isn't a
a
first
dinner
date.
date.
It just says a dinner date, yeah.
I'd pick tapas and drinks at a night spot, but without the drinks. Because I feel like I'm like a night person, like going out at night.
I'm picking the burgers at a 50 spot.
Right.
Choose a Valentine's gift to receive. A beautiful frame they made themselves. Yeah. A piece of local art. Hydroponic planter. A mini smoothie blender. A new scarf. Flowers. A new bag. Or a mini vintage popcorn machine.
Ooh.
These are all kind of cool. Dang, I like all of these.
Me too.
I'm gonna pick the frame that they made themselves, because why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Valentine's gift to receive. Maybe. I really don't know. Let's go with the
It's us getting notifications.
I know.
What happened?
Let's go with the piece of local art. Actually, I'm stuck between like the mini smoothie blender and like the
I knew you were
flowers.
gonna say the smoothie blender is what I was thinking
Because
about.
I like making smoothies. Like it's
If
like
you know what a
care of the whole.
hydroponic planter is, and the usefulness of it, maybe leave that as a video message because I'm kind of interested. Could
Yeah.
I Google? Yes, but I want to know from somebody else. So, what did you choose? What are you choosing?
I'll pick flowers.
Neither of the two options that you were weighing.
I know. And choose a gift to give them. Ooh. Do you want to read them? Wait, did
Okay.
I read?
No,
I
I
don't
read.
know.
So,
Oh.
do you want me to read it?
I'll read it. I forgot who read last, so I was like, okay. And choose a gift to give them. First edition of their favorite book, new video games, a good bottle of wine, a pull-up bar for the doorway, personalized passport holder and luggage tags, fishing gear, and a hiking backpack.
I'm picking first edition of their favorite book because I feel like that's really thoughtful and that's cool.
Yeah. She can. See, look, this is one
Girl.
thing I don't like about quizzes. I'm very indecisive.
I picked
I'll go
on
with
what
the
I'm
books, too.
manifesting. Yeah, you want a reader, so you manifest somebody with who likes books. Choose some Valentine's plans. Food truck festival, an outdoor movie, box seats to a major sporting event, late night at the zoo event and dinner, couples dance lessons and drinks, kayaking and picnic on the beach, retro roller disco and
Oh
pizza,
my God.
walk in sunset picnic in the park, art gallery and a great dinner. These are all cool. These are so cool. I'm stuck between
Dance lessons.
yeah, I'm stuck between the food truck, the dance lessons, the roller disco, or the art gallery.
Like, bro, imagine patience. Imagine like your boyfriend being good at dancing.
For
Bye.
real. But if he's trash, then we have to deal with that too.
No, imagine that at your wedding. Everyone's watching.
It's just bad. It's just horrible. I'm gonna go with the roller disco and pizza because it
Oh,
captured my
cute.
heart.
All right, well,
Okay.
sorry, I'm like eating right now.
Okay.
Where will you settle down together? Montego Bay, Jamaica. Napier, New Zealand. Miami Beach, Florida. Not Miami. Pattaya, Thailand. Telluride, Colorado. Aberdeen, Scotland. Sitka, Alaska, or Toronto, Canada. I'm stuck between Colorado and Toronto.
It was either gonna be Toronto or Scotland or New Zealand.
I'll go with Toronto.
Same. How do they propose? As a prize
Ooh.
when you beat them at go-karting, over a picnic at the Shake. Oh, if I could read. Over a picnic at Shakespeare in the Park, on a horseback ride to a special lookout spot, while on a special vacation, after singing your favorite song at a karaoke bar, take a romantic sunset sail. At the finish line after doing half marathon? Is that what that is? And while on a scavenger hunt, they set up for you. Karaoke would kind of hit. Picking that one. No hesitation.
I don't know. I've never thought about like being proposed to.
I just know I don't want anything like super flashy. I don't want
Yeah.
a mob. That's the same way I feel about like prom
Ew.
proposals.
Yeah.
Like, please do not grab me in the middle of the hallway. There's too many people. I would have a breakdown.
I'm thinking again. Maybe the karaoke bar would be cute too.
Yeah.
All right, I did that one. All right. Pick a joint wedding gift, mountain bikes, designer luggage, season tickets for the opera, surfboards, couple massages for a year, outdoor kitchen, recruit some shelter pets instead, or a pinball machine. I'll go with an outdoor kitchen.
I'm gonna go with season tickets for the Anyway, choose a honeymoon. Going to Aquaventure Water Park in Dubai. Wow. Learning to sail in the French Polynesia? Question mark. Snorkeling with reef sharks in the Bahamas. Whitewater rafting in Switzerland. Going on a Big Five safari in Tanzania. Camping in Punakha, Bhutan. And taking samba lessons in Rio or going on a road trip to see the castles of Germany and Austria. If I could read.
Rio.
Yeah, same. Samba lessons in Rio.
Fire.
Last one,
All
last
right.
one.
And finally, pick a first event to host together. Aw. Okay, I've got
Aww.
Halloween Halloween costume and dance party, trivia and board game night, Cinco de Mayo taco party, taco party, video game tournament, group camping trip and bonfire, adult obstacle course, a pool party, or day to plant a community garden.
Trivia and board game night.
Either that or like a Cinco de Mayo taco party or a pool party.
You know
Like a
what's
pool party is
funny
like a lot.
about these quizzes is when you get to the end, I
What?
forgot what quiz we're taking. I literally don't even know what this is called anymore.
I don't know. Let's do a Cinco de Mayo taco party.
Done with quiz. Last one. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Okay, the question was everyone has a Disney soulmate. Tell us the story of your love to reveal your match. I'm jealous of you.
I got Prince Naveen.
Devastated. I love y'all Prince could Naveen. Never. Oh my gosh. I got Adam / the Beast. I guess, yeah. I'm a little devastated, but I'll take it.
Naveen loves music, dancing, and good entertainment. He's known for being exceedingly charming and handsome. Life will be a party with him. Period.
Adam / Beast is often lost in deep thought and knows about art and books. He can come off a bit strong, but he's really a big softie. You'll enjoy each other. Aww. I guess I could see the vision, however. Prince Naveen, right? Prince Naveen. Oh my gosh. Cool. Well, that's our BuzzFeed quizzing.
Yeah.
If you want us to take more quizzes, let us know. Maybe even tell us what quizzes to take. And we'll decide if we want to. Because at the end of the day, it's not a democracy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yeah. And we hope you come back next week for more episodes of High Standards.
Yeah.
All right. Spotify in description.
Yep. Five as E's. Always, y'all. Y'all know the drill.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Okay. We're done. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye, Denise.
Bye, Riley.